Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May 24th, 2025. I'm very grateful you chose to be with me on this podcast. I have been getting more than my fair share of questions, and it seems that people are very unhappy with Washington, D.C. right now. I can understand that. There's a bunch of bunglers there, and I think what we're seeing is a lot of the sickness of humanity, and basically that's all we're seeing. So anyway, I get these emails, and I got one from a man named Gerald, and he lives in Waco, Texas. And he says, he goes into a long dissertation about politics and what is going on in Washington and all of the crazy that is going on there. And then he says, is there any hope for humanity? Could you please do a podcast on that? And he blatantly says, I'm looking for something to believe in. It is a very difficult thing to believe in humanity. I don't know why people insist upon humanity being the most important thing. If you look at history, if you go into history, you start to see the illness of humanity and the basic need we all have for survival, but survival at all costs and only to the fittest, those in power. And Gerald, I'm assuming from what you say you're a Christian, so my words are not going to mean very much to you because I don't operate in that genre. So let me just say this to you about hope and humanity. You and I are humanity in the broadest sense of the term, the way we live. We live from the vulnerability of our humanity and all of the things that come from that humanity. And it is a very difficult thing for us to deal with in our life because we only have human impulse to work upon and work with. That's all we have, logic, reasoning, and human impulse. And that's what humanity is all about. Humanity is just that, ugly, ugly, ugly. So when you're asking, is there any hope? The real hope is in each and every one of us to live from something, shall we say, that is grander, that is larger, that is bigger. And let me read you something from the Tao that might help. This would be the bigger picture. If you consider riches and honor to be important to you, you will only bring calamity upon yourself. We believe in riches as the honor of a lifetime. This is what we're looking for. He who has the most money has the most influence. And basically, that's the way we live. And the guy or the gal who has the most money is the one in charge, the one who is most important. And if you really look at what I'm saying here, you will understand that this jockeying for position in politics, in our society, in our world, is a futile experience that will only lead to our demise. Somebody has to stick their head up above all of this and say, want nothing with all of your heart. Jesus talked about the idea of those who trusted in riches. They would be basically people who you couldn't trust, people who would bring about calamity. So our attentions need to be more placed within ourselves. There must be a sense of generosity in us, a sense of true generosity, a generosity that brings about mercy and compassion. And when you start to look at it from that point of view, the question should be asked of ourselves. Is there any hope, as you put it, and I don't believe in hope, but we'll say, is there any effort? Is there any interest in anything that is beyond the confines of our humanity, our basic humanity? If you and I think that this is the only thing we have and that we have to depend upon the ideals of a God that we know very little about or that we've made up in our minds as being the author of this world, which we like to believe is true, thus taking us out of the, shall we say, the ability to respond in love, to respond and take responsibility for ourselves. You and I have a beautiful thing within us. I hate to even use the word. It's called goodness. And this goodness is what Lhotse calls in the Tao virtue. We have this virtue within us. And if we accentuate this virtue, if we understand it, if we act from it, we can change many things for ourselves in this world and those around us. If I am interested in the goodness of my being, the goodness of love that lives within me, the goodness that Lhotse talks about, where we are no longer looking at the idea and the ideal of money and power and prestige. If you can go there, you can live in this world with all of its crazy and not be touched by it at all. At all. Now that's up to thee and me. Are we going to live in that kind of generosity, in that kind of compassion, in that kind of beauty? Are we going to do that? Now, the chances are no, because we take the temperature of our life based on what we think is happening to our wallet, to our way of life where we find ease and comfort. And because we do this, because we insist upon this being the means of our life, we miss. And when I miss big when I do that. And most of us are of the assumption of our gumption, as I like to call it. Our gumption of thinking that we know everything, and our assumption that that everything dictates the way and means of our life. Listen to me and try to understand. All of this is illusion. All of this is delusion. We are deluded in our illusions about what is going on. If you attain to goodness within you, if you attain to love within you, if you are willing to look beyond the confines of right and wrong, good and bad, if you are willing to see the bigger picture of your goodness within you and then act upon it, no matter what is going on in your outer world, you have come to a place where you are changing your life. It goes beyond being hopeful. Hope is for people who don't want to change, who don't see that they are in charge of their own life in the manner of their spirit, the manner of love. It is the degree of love that we are willing to live that determines our fate and destiny in this world. Now, if I have no sense of this love, if I'm not interested in it, then I will lose everything that is valuable and meaningful, everything that is important. And I will miss the goodness of this lifetime. And I will not be able to, shall we say, participate in anything that would bring about authentic change in a beautiful way. So that's the means and the way here. And I hope that helped you in Waco, Texas. I understand politics are big there. Well, heck, they're big everywhere. But the thing that is most important is love. And that's something that transcends politics. Anyway, Gerald, thank you for your question. I wish you well. And if I can help you in any other way, please let me know. And as always, for all of you. And Gerald, please forgive me. Namaste.